With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Most experts never did dream it would last this long. The government shutdown now more than 3 weeks old, and there's no end in sight. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the Democrats are being swayed by radicals.
They want, the Democrats that is, far left progressive activists, be less mad at them. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. So I just think in the end, it's a simple choice for them, and they can get the government back open, or they can choose to keep letting the far left call the shots.
In the meantime, the Agriculture Department will reopen 2,000 county offices all across America despite the shutdown. The move is being done to help farmers and ranchers get access to $3 billion of aid from existing programs. Each farm service agency office will have two workers who will be paid even though the government remains technically shut down. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announcing new sanctions against Russia's two biggest oil companies and is blasting Moscow's refusal to end the senseless war in Ukraine. Sanctions against Rosneft and Lukoil, as well as dozens of others. U.S. strikes another boat loaded with illegal drugs.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing on his social media that the strike took place Tuesday night in the eastern Pacific Ocean. The other seven strikes were all in the Caribbean, marking an expansion of the Trump administration's campaign against drug trafficking in South America. Hegseth posting a video of what looks like a speedboat with three outboard motors carrying several black-clad packages speeding through the water. Then the strike occurs. There's no sound, but you see an explosion, smoke and flames, debris, and the video ends. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. America's young women are in a rather spiritual crisis.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, nearly 40% of females in their teens and 20s identify as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Barna also reports that young adult women are the least likely demographic group in the country to read the Bible, pray, or go to church. These numbers are also a stark reversal of something that poll takers have found axiomatic for centuries, namely that women are more religious than men. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City schools suing over the Education Department's decision to discontinue grants worth millions of dollars because of school policy supporting transgenderism. Now, the city officials say the department acted without the required notice or hearing. Trump team says policies allowing boys to play sports and use facilities set aside for girls violate Title IX. SRN News. The government's gross national debt has surpassed $38 trillion during the federal shutdown, and that marks a record high. Amazon is keeping up with innovation. Here's Bill Alexander.
Amazon has robots, artificial intelligence, and now eyewear to enhance delivery from same day, in some cases, within an hour. Amazon has introduced advanced eyeglasses for delivery workers for the first time publicly. The glasses have a small screen that gives turn-by-turn directions, scans package codes, and takes photos for proof of delivery.
A proposal to sell a city-owned golf course built on top of burial grounds for enslaved people, sparking a huge outcry in Tallahassee, Florida. The history, long buried with the manicured lawns of the Capital City Country Club, is reviving, quote, painful memories. More details at srnnews.com.